Hi there, and thanks for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Karen Pimpo wrote today's reading, and she titled it, Lighten the Load. When the women in our newly formed Bible study faced a series of tragedies, we suddenly found ourselves sharing deeply personal experiences. Facing the loss of a father, the pain of a wedding anniversary after divorce, the birth of a child who was completely deaf, the experience of racing to bring a child to the emergency room, it was too much for anyone to carry alone. Each person's vulnerability led to more transparency. We cried and prayed together, and what started as a group of strangers became a group of close friends in a matter of weeks. As part of the church body, believers in Jesus are able to come alongside people in their suffering in a deep and personal way. The relational ties that bind together brothers and sisters in Christ aren't dependent on the length of time we've known each other or the things we have in common. Instead, we do what Paul in Galatians 6 calls carrying each other's burdens. Relying on God's strength, we listen, we empathize, we help where we can, and we pray. We can look for ways to do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Paul says that when we do so, we fulfill the law of Christ, to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. The burdens of life can be heavy, but He's given us our church family to lighten the load. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the Word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for walking alongside us no matter what we face. Help us to walk alongside others in their struggles, showing them your love in that way today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.